జయ గణ మాధవ జయ పుణ్యాధికారి జయ జయ రాధ మాధవ జయ పుణ్యాధికారి జయ రాధ మాధవ జయ కుంజ విహారి జయ గజయనరంజన జయ యశోదానందన జయ గజయనరంజన జమున తీరవన చరి జయ కుంజ విహారి జయ జమున తీరవన చరి కుంజ విహారి జయ జమున తీరవన చరి జయ కుంజ విహారి జయ జమున తీరవన చరి జయ కుంజ విహారి జయ రాధ మాధవ జయ కుంజ విహారి జయ జయ కుంజ విహారి శిశు రామాధవ కీ జయ విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివేకాచార్య సత్వర సత్వశిమాల వైచరణ రవీంద్ర భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాఖి సౌందరాచార్య విష్ణుశీల ప్రభుపాఖి అనంతరా శ్రీమద్ భగవతాంఖి గౌడ ప్రేమానంది ఓ గోష్ఠాన సమృద్ధి భక్తి విష్ణుపాద కృష్ణ ప్రస్తావ సమర్పేదాంత స్వామి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ కాంతో 10th చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ 4th అండ్ 5th సో ఐ విల్ రీడ్ ద ఫస్ట్ Text 4, and we will chant the 5th. Okay. I lost my metric. I cannot catch the melody, the metric, right now. Let me see. Okay. Shatra tratra runa palava sriya Pala prasuna rubarena padavayam Sprisak chikam viksya banat pitam muda Mayani Bahakra Jamadi Purusha. This is not the read melody. I will try for the next. Translation. The primal Lord saw that the stately trees with their beautiful reddish buds, or boots, I don't know how to pronounce, their heavy burden of fruits and flowers were bending down to touch his feet with the tips of their branches. Thus he smiled gently and addressed his elder brother, Purpur. The words Mudas Mayam Iva indicate that Lord Krishna was in a joking mood. He knew that the trees were actually bowing down to worship him. But in the following verse, the Lord, speaking in a friendly, light-hearted mood, gives the credit to his brother Balaram. So text 5th. Shri Bhagavan Uvacham Aho Amideva Varamarachitam Param Bhuyante Sumana Palahanam Namantyuparaya Sika Bhidatmanas Tamo Pahatya Tarujam Ajatkritam Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Aho Amideva Varamarachitam Param Bhuyante Sumana Palarhanam Namantyupadaya Sikha Vidatmanas Tamo Pahatya Tarujam Majatkritam Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Ahwami Deva Varamarachitam Param Bhuyante Sumana Palarhanam Namantya Uparaya Sika Vidatmanas Tamo Pahatya Tarujan Majat Kritam. Please. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Aho Amideva Varamarachitam Aho Sumana Palarahanam Namantyuparaya Sika Vidatmanas Tamo Bhatya Tarujam Majat Kritam Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Aho Amideva Varanasunarchitam Param Bhuyante Sumana Palarhanam Namantyuparaya Sika Vidatmanas Tamo Pahatya Tarujam Majat Kritam Vanavacha Aho Amideva Varamarachitam Param Bhuyante Sumana Palarhanam Namantyuparaya Sika Vidatmanas Tamo Bhatya Tarujan Majat Kritam Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Aho Amideva Varamarachitam Param Bhuyante Sumana Palarhanam Manyantyuparaya Sika Vidatmanas Tamo Bhatya Tarujam Majat Kritam Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lord Sri Krishna said, Aho, O, Ami, this, Devavara, O best of the Lord, Sri Balaram, Amara, by the immortal demigods, Architam, worship it. Pada Ambujam. The lotus feet, te of dew. Sumana of flowers, phala and fruits. Arhanam offerings, namanti, they are bowing down. Upadaya, presenting. Sikabhi, with their heads. Atmanaha, their one. Tamaha, darkness of ignorance. Abhatyai, the purpose of eliminating. Tarujamma, their birth as trees. Yat, by which ignorance. Kritam, created. Translation and purpose by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Personality of the Godhead said, O greatest of the Lords, just see how these trees are bowing their heads at your lotus feet, which are worshipful by the immortal demigods. The trees are offering you the fruits and flowers to eradicate the dark ignorance that has caused their birth as trees. So please repeat with me. The Supreme Personality of God has said loud, O greatest of the Lord, just see how these trees are bowing their heads at your lotus feet, which are worshipful by the immortal demigods. The trees are offering you the fruits and flowers to eradicate the dark ignorance that has caused their birth as trees. Purport. The trees of Vrindavan were thinking that because of past offenses they had now taken birth as trees and been immovable, could not accompany Lord Krishna in his wandering through the Vrindavan area. In fact, all creatures of Vrindavan, including the trees and cows, are great souls who could personally associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because of the static sentiments of separation, the trees considering themselves in ignorance and thus try to purify themselves by bowing down at the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. Lord Krishna, understanding their mentality, simultaneously glanced at them with affection and praised their devotional service before his older brother Balaram. Translation again. The Supreme Personality of God has said, O greatest of the Lord, just see how these trees are bowing their heads at your lotus feet, which are worshipful by the immortal demigods. The trees are offering you the fruits and flowers to eradicate the dark ignorance that has caused the birth as a trees. O Mangihanati Mirandasya Genanjana Salakaya Chaksuru Militanjana Tasmae Sri Gurave Namaha. So, as you know, I have some skills to sing, you know, to do kirtan, but I have no skill to speak. So it is said that any person you can know what his content but his words. So the foolish person can be understood by what he's saying. So this is me. So I hope by your mercy I can say something that can please your ears and reach your heart. So this is look as like a make a like homage to the trees of Vrindavan, you know, And so many pastimes of Krishna and holy people has happened underneath of the holy trees of Vrindavan, you know. So in the one I would just say here that few words are in the sloka that maybe you need to be clarified. When we say the word namaste, you know, so his obeisances to Lord Balaram Krishna, I mean the trees are paying obeisances to Lord Balaram, said that this word that we usually use in India and everywhere, you know, namaskar, namaste. So do you know the meaning of that word? Because people say, yes, offer respect to you, right? But this nama usta. So nama is, I offer my respectful obeisances to usta. Usta is the presence of God inside your heart. So when I say namaste, I pay my obeisances to God inside your heart. This is the real deep meaning of the namaste. I usually use like a greetings, but no meaning, no? Yes. And in Spain with the heads, the Pindandarat is Sikavi. So Sika, we know Sika like our tail here, no? But Sika means like a roof of the head. So it's like with the head is paying our senses like that. So who has been in Vrindavan? Acharyanista, Gajas. Wow, practically everyone. The new bhaktas, you need to go. So there are different kind of trees. Can you tell me names of trees in Vrindavan? Kadamba? Huh? Banyan tree, also, yes. Rarely you can find one banyan tree. Huh? Tall. Okay, tall tree, tamal tree, bell tree, imli tree, nim tree. So which pastime happened underneath of the tree? Which pastime underneath of the imli tree? Is it, right. So this is a tamarind tree, and it's very near the original trees already disappeared, the Prachin tree, but now it's growing another one in the same place. So when Krishna was meditating on Radharani underneath of that imli tree, his dark complexion became golden complexion. But when Lord Chaitanya came to Vrindavan and sit down on the tree, or the imli tree, his golden complexion become darkness, like a blue color, like a Krishna's color of meditation. This happened on the banks of the Yamuna River. And also on the banks of the Yamuna River, there are many Kadamba trees, no? Like a Chirgat, Kaliyagat. So Krishna has been blessing all these trees by being personally playing on the top of these trees, no? Like a Chirgat, when the gopis were taking bath on the Yamuna River, and then Krishna knew the hearts of the gopis, like they want to get married, Krishna, they want to marry Krishna. So Krishna, because he always want to please the devotees, he climbed on the Kadamba tree, and then he took all saris of the gopis, right? And while the gopis, they were taking bath on the Yamuna River. So when the gopis, they saw that Krishna was on the top of the tree with the saris, telling Jesus, please, my dear gopis, if you want to saris, please come one by one, you know, and then all the gopis become externally very upset with Krishna, but internally they were very happy to see his Lord, you know? So they were saying, oh Krishna, you are so naughty, we will speak with Nanda Maharaj, we will tell him about what you are doing with us. And Krishna was replying, I don't care. Nanda Maharaj is already very old man, you know. He cannot do nothing against me. So please come. So when the gopis already was underneath and the water was shivering because it was getting cold, you know, the fingers become like a raisins, like that. So they came out of the water, just covered as much as they can with the hands. So in such way that Krishna could see the bodies of the gopi in such way, married them, because in the Vedic culture said, if a man see the body of the woman naked in front of him, automatically become his wife, he's married him. So in that way Krishna, he pleased the gopis to marry all of them by sitting naked. So this is one transcendental pastimes that happened in Vrindavan, underneath of the Kadamba tree. The Kadamba tree has a very beautiful flower. This is not normal flower. It's not like a, you know, like a bell flower or jasmine, you know. It's like, it's a bowl with many stems, can I say stems? A little tiny flower in every stem. It's like a, it has a, such a fragrance, amazing. Normally it's blooming in August, in the rainy season, blooming up the Kadamba flower. Another was in Kali Yagat, where Krishna was playing with the cowherd boys. He was playing with the clean boy. And then underneath of the water of the Yamuna was Kaliya. So Krishna was jumping from the Kadamba tree to pick up the ball that was falling on the water. And then when he came inside the water, he found Kaliya. And then there was a big fight. You know the pastimes already, right? Krishna was dancing on the heads. And every step was like a thunderbolt on the head of Kaliya, then become subdued. Then Kaliya was kicking out to the ocean. It is said that now resides in Fiji Island, like that. So now, these pastimes of Krishna, in order to understand these pastimes of Krishna, you need to go the whole process of, it's like coming to the 10th canto. In order to get to the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, we need to go through the whole, you know, different cantos and chapters and histories and dynasties and to try to get the, to understand the opulence of Krishna, how Krishna is big, you know, because and if you see Krishna just like a cowherd boy, we can think it's like an ordinary boy, like a cheap thing, you know. But when we understand Krishna and this opulent way, and then we can see that Krishna is not cheap at all, you know, it's the most expensive thing to get, right? So, it's a, you know, it's Advaita Nachutamana Dinananta Rupa Nadiani Purusam Puranam. Navayavanancha, Vedesho Durlava Madurlavan Atma Bhakta, Govinda Nadi Purushantamaham Bhayami. So, one pandit is a person who knows the knowledge, has the knowledge of the Vedas, but has not vijnana, has not realization about this knowledge. That this is make what is become sadhu. Sadhu is already become wise person, has releasing the knowledge of the Vedas, this vijnana. So a pandit, you can see many people that are called pandits in India, you know, but it has knowledge, jnana, but no vijnana. So vedesho durlava, so those people that are pandits become like a very difficult to attain Krishna. But those who are, you know, bhaktas, Krishna bhaktas, very easy to obtain, you know, vedesho durlava, atma bhakta. So, now, in order to get this, become Atma Bhakta, completely surrendered to the Lord and reciprocate with Lord in personal way, we have this Bhakti Yoga Misra, the 81 levels of devotional service. Do you hear about that? No? Bhakti Misra and Surya Bhakti. Bhakti Misra is when when your devotion, your activities in Krishna consciousness are still contaminated, they are not pure. In Sutta Bhakti means it's when already you, when above this 81 levels of Bhakti Misra, then becomes Sutta Bhakti, pure devotion. So this 81 is going through the tamas, through the rajas, through the sattva, you know. Tamagun, 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 rajagun, tamagun, rajagun, tamagun, tamagun. And then it's going up, up, up. So how we can go through all these levels of going up, growing to the Sudha Bhakti? So Srila Prabhupada is giving the whole process of Bhakti Yoga, that when we have our sadhana, daily sadhana, you know, chanting our rounds and then worshiping the deities and then singing for the deities, reading the sastras, doing service to the guru, to the Vaishnavas. So that process is what really cleans the heart and then allows to go gradually to this Sudha Sattva, to this Bhakti, Sudha Bhakti, pure devotional service. So it's not something that can be reached at once because we love Krishna's pastimes, you know. Srila Prabhupada gives us this sweet of Krishna book in the beginning to taste the nectar of Krishna, but it was like a summarize of the pastimes of Krishna in such a way that gradually we go through the Bhagavatam to reach the pastimes of Krishna. When Krishna, Srila Prabhupada came to the West, he came to give Bhagavad Gita. He came to give Bhagavatam, he said. So, the summum bonum of all knowledge is in the Bhagavatam. So now, we are going through, to understand Bhagavatam, we need to go to the first step of Bhagavad Gita. We cannot jump into Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita without knowing and practice the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So, this action in Krishna consciousness to get gradually to be qualified to understand this pastimes of Krishna is going from the process of working, I don't say hard for Krishna, but put our skills, senses, mind, intelligence in the service of God. And we have Prabhupada gives us amazing formula that is giving the mercy to others, but at the same time is teaching us how to realize certain aspect of Bhagavad Gita. It's like book distribution, Sankirtan, book distribution. We go out, we give the books to the people get the benefit, and what benefit we get for that? So we get, because this action in Krishna consciousness, we get the benefit. But this action in Krishna consciousness to give books to the people, be in contact with the most of nature, you know, perhaps good sadhana in the morning, we have the strength to face that gunas, and then these interactions is giving the understanding of karma yoga. So, this Bhagavad Gita, by doing book distribution, we can get vijnana of the laws of nature, we can get about the gunas, the most of it, right? And we can get about the karma. So, it's like a medicine for us. If you want to go to Vrindavan, to go to the pastimes of Krishna, you need to have like a compulsory, go out to the streets to distribute books, to get deep in this understanding of the Bhagavad Gita. And gradually, with knowledge, you can have the strength and security that when you go to Vrindavan, you don't become bewildered. Because Vrindavan is no easy place to be understood. You know, nowadays, by globalization, Vrindavan become very covered. It's like a no van. Van means forest. Now it's city, like a Vrinda city. So it's no easy place. So some people, young generation or bhaktas, they go to Vrindavan and then they don't get the right perspective of the holy dam. And then when they're coming back to the West, quack, 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 they left Krishna consciousness. So if you want to go to Vrindavan, you need to have very good reason and be with very good basis of the understanding of Bhagavad Gita, that you can support that influence of Mother Nature by knowledge and, you know, and be in Vrindavan with the right understanding. Nowadays, if you go to Vrindavan without the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, it can be very difficult, almost impossible to understand what is behind discovering of the Holy Dham. But by going to the temple, Krishna Balaram Mandir, to have the Gusadana, you know, be in association with the devotees, and then is the gate to penetrate in the whole pastimes of Krishna Vrindavan. You have a very good shelter in Srila Prabhupada and our ISKCON like that. No? Some devotees want to go there, he live all life in Vrindavan. You know, it's natural. It's a holy dham. It's recommended by Rupa Goswami, you need to stay in the holy dham in order to get Bhava Bhakti, you know? Bhagavatam, chanting the holy name, to recite in the holy place, like that, no? But not everyone is able to live in Vrindavan. You know, maybe he has a good relation with the Vaishnavas, but they don't have a good relation with the animals, with the monkeys, you know? You see some devotees going with a stick. They don't need the stick, but they are like a defending from monkeys. And then it's like, if you go now, right? To understand that Vrindavan is not cheap, because Vrindavan is the place the all pastimes of Krishna can be revealed. So between those people that attain perfection, you know, I mean, between thousands of people rarely when search for perfection. But between those who attain perfection rarely once know mean truth. So to know Krishna is not cheap, you know. And one comment, Prabhupada said that one day in Vrindavan is like a 10 years in the West. So you can understand how strong is the life in Vrindavan. It's so intense, you know. In Vrindavan, if you make plants, nothing works. You don't make plants, everything flows nicely. Because the mood of Vrindavan is in Bhava Bhakti, you know. It's not on the rules and regulations in that mood, you know. But we need to have this good sadhana, Vidhi Bhakti, rules and regulations, and then gradually we can go to the other level. It's like a grammar. When we study grammar, we start by the A, by the alphabet, and then the words, and then the sentences, right? And then the verb, the adjective, which plain. But the grammar, this prose, has rules, right? And then you cannot break that rules, because otherwise you are, like, you don't know what you are saying. But when you come into poetry, you are breaking the rules of prose, and then you have another way that is above the rules of the grammar or the prose, right? So similarly, we have this process of Vidhi Bhakti, the rules and regulations, that to educate ourselves, what, you know, like yama niyama, what to be done, what should not be done. But once you are really trained, and then you can come to this mode of recite and bring down and be like more on the sense of poetry, you know, beyond prose, like that. So, all you that you are new bhaktas, I recommend that you take the shelter and this book distribution during the service in the temple, go out, because the benefit that you are going to get is a whole life benefit. It's going to give you the stamps of being grounded of knowledge, and it will help you to the higher steps to understand Krishna on higher levels like that. Yes. Because Krishna, you know, the Raja Vidya Raja Vijayam Pavitrana that Idan Uttamam Pratyaksha Bhagavan Varmyan Susukam Kartuna Vijayam, that Krishna is Raja Vijayam, is the most secret. It's like a big treasure, it's like a cave. So don't reveal to everyone, because it gives you Pratyaksha Bhagavan Varmyan, it gives you direct perception of the self, you know. And then our Krishna Princess Bhakti is Susukam Kartuna Vijayam. He's very, very happy to practice, right? So, let me see. I was planning to read a little bit about this book I have from Ujjal Nilmani, from Srila Rupa Goswami. Some reference about Vrindavan mood, and it's okay? Yeah. Can't you understand my English? Are you struggling? Yeah. So, he's describing the different aspects of the residence of Vrindavan. Also the teaching, things directly touching with Krishna, no? Like the sound of the flute. So, the gopis speak between them. You know? Brinda to Radharani and her friends. The sweet sound of Krishna's flute makes the trees and creepers blossom with happiness. That flute sound is thunder that drowns out the kuhu kuhu chanting of the cuckoos on the sunset. That flute sound is a playful breeze that fans the flames of ardent love in the moon-faced gopis. That flute sound is a thunderbolt that breaks to pieces the mountain of Radharani's peaceful composture. As Madhava wanders in the pavilion of Madhavi creepers filled with buzzing bees, he expertly plays on his flute music, very pleasing to hear. That flute is like a fish hook to catch the fish of the gopis' hearts. All this, the nectar flute music from the moon of Krishna's mouth is said to be the best. So he speaks about the residence of the Vrindavan forest. They say, Purnamasi to Krishna, seeing you glistening peacock feather crown, the peacocks think you are a blue rain cloud, and they begin to dance with a jubilant abandon. Observing this while dancing with human resident of Braj, will not become agitated with love for you. Okay. I see that it's difficult for you to catch it. So, so who wants to take birth in Vrindavan like a bush? Who is taking birth like a bush? He wants to recite the eternal in Vrindavan. Kripa Kori Koroptari Vrindavan Avasi. Tulasi, right? So it's like a bush, it's like a plant, also. Can be in the mother of ignorance because he's not moving, right? But now we see that the kadamba trees or tamal trees are only growing in Vrindavan. They don't grow outside the Braj. But we see that tulasi is growing all over the world. Now we have beautiful plants of tulasi here in Chicago. I saw in Moscow beautiful tulasi plants because they love and bhakti of the devotees, right? So why tulasi is so important in our chanting of the Maha Mantra? Why we don't have Rudra beads or like that? Maybe someone can know? Tell me. We are using tulasi beads in japa, right? Everyone. Some people are using this Kali Japa, right? They don't use tulasi. So this is actually a big, very big offense to Tulasi Devi. If we go to the temples in Vrindavan, the Vaishnava line temples, we don't go directly to the deity, right? We go around Tulasi, we're walking around Tulasi, we go to have a darshan from Krishna on the altar. This is it's like a compulsory. When you go to the Vaishnava temple, you go around to Darshi, and then when we offer bhoga to Krishna, Krishna don't accept any plate or any preparation without the leaves of tulasi, right? So, similarly, when we chant in the holy name, this is very important to understand, instead to let the mind wandering around, what I need to do like that, if we feel the presence of tulasi in our neck, and the finger, because Krishna is coming from the throat, Krishna. So by feeling the presence of Krishna in our neck, Krishna will accept our chanting. So Krishna will not accept our chanting if we are not feeling the presence of Tulasi, because by the mercy of Tulasi we can get Krishna. Right? So it is very interesting how we analyze that the linguistic of the holy name has Krishna, is a cerebral and the alphabet, it's beating the backside of the palate, Na, and then the tongue is dancing, according to Rupa Goswami, tongue must dance. And Ra, Ma, labial, Ram, is coming to Anuswara, is coming to the nose. So first we feel the presence of Tulasi, and then we utter the names of Krishna. This is going to Krishna, and gradually this is going to the lips, Ma, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So they are like a yantra, this mantra is yantra. So this yantra is the support of the sound. So Na is in the palate, Ma, the lips. So if we, when we chanting, we feel the presence of Krishna's name in that specific part, and then the mind becomes under control immediately. Because the tongue is like, we need intelligence to manipulate, to control the tongue. And we need to dance with the tongue, you know? Sometimes, in America mainly, they say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, right? You hear that? But by chanting like that, the tongue is not dancing. Just move the lips, but the tongue is not dancing. So the tongue must dance. So they need to correct that wrong way to say Mahamantra, right? So that's why Tulasi is so important for the Vaishnavas, because by the mercy of Tulasi we can get Krishna. We can go beyond without Tulasi, you know? So when I see devotees just with a japa, Kali japa, you know, with Tulasi beads holding like here like a fashion necklace, you know, and then I understand that they do not realize anything about the importance of Tulasi. You know? I don't know how we are on time. So, may you have any questions about this? Or any comment? Yes, sir.
You said, I could not catch, you said three things we have to deal with by staying in Vrindavan. One is the inhabitants of Vrindavan, then monkeys or animals, and third thing, what you said?
Devotees.
Gopis.
Devotees. Bhaktas.
Vaishnavas, yeah. Yeah. So, I remember one very nice instance regarding this. Srila Rupada Swami Maharaj was telling one nice story. He was telling one devotee from somewhere, he came to Vrindavan. He had a, you know, because he was traveling from by Riksha, you know, Vrindavan Riksha Wala, he was carrying. And he had a fight with her, but, you know, he charged double, like, you know, it should be 5 rupees something, but he charged 10 rupees something. Like then this devotee had a fight with that rickshawala, you know. then when he came back, he found that his and somewhere he kept his bead bag, it was missing. So he didn't find his bead bag forever. So Maharaj was telling that how you should be very careful about living in Vrindavan, even.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a very nice point. I came to my mind, and also one more question. Regarding in this verse, there is a like how Krishna is glancing. Krishna is glancing over all the, you know, plants, flowers and trees, everything. We remember in Mahabharata, then when Krishna, you know, that Yudhishthira Maharaj was given only Khandaprastha. That was Khandaprastha. That is, you know, it was poor barren land. Mm-hmm. No, means it was hilly areas, no plants, no things. That part was given by Duryodhana. So then Krishna said, don't worry, just accept it. Then when Krishna went there with them, and he just glanced over everything, and it became Khandaprastha, Shrivindaprastha. That means how it became very blossomed with so many plants, flowers, everything. And here Prabhupada also comments that this earth is called Sarva Dugamahi. Sarva Dugamahi, I think one word is there. So that means how the earth is supplying everything. Just by the glancing of Krishna, we cannot artificially make everything. Mm-hmm. But see, if Krishna doesn't desire anything, simply, like there is in Bhagavad Gita, there is a nice verse, Maya Dekhyanu Prakriti Sveta Sacharachara Hetu Nane Kuntiya Jagat Viparivartadre. Simply by my, you know, simply by his glancing, Krishna's mm-hmm. glancing, everything is
In Vrindavan Janat Yoga to Seva Kunja Amidavan, actually the trees there are really amazing. You know, they're like small trees, but all they bow down to Krishna, all their pay obeisances. No? And then that tree is only they grow there just specifically. You don't see in another part of Braj, or you don't see in another part of the India, you know, it's only growing there. Is it?
Thank you for your class. Since you were talking about chanting the holy name, one thing that came to mind, and maybe you could expand on it, is some point that Bhaktisiddhanta made that I really appreciate, because we hear that the nine processes of devotional service, and any one of those services are sufficient enough to to make one advance in Krishna consciousness. However, there's in the Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, there's a chapter called Chanting the Holy Name. And in that chapter, Bhaktisiddhanta, you know, he kind of made a distinction between Hari Kirtan and Hari Katha. And he basically mentioned that Hari Kirtan basically means the external music. Even though it's still spiritual, the Hari Katha is meant for like the internal music, how to tune your character, basically. And I would think you appreciate this example because since you're a musician, and because one thing that came to mind is that when we play the mridanga, we tune the mridanga, and when it's winter outside, we put water on the big side of the mridanga. When it's humid, we put fire. And we can also play beautiful melodies on a harmonium or the guitar, like in your case. But in this chapter, Bhaktisiddhanta was paraphrasing, was essentially saying that although it may be easy to tune the mridanga or play beautiful melodies on a harmonium, it's not so easy to stay in tune to Krishna consciousness or remain in harmony with our higher spiritual nature. And for that, we need Hari Katha. And one last point that I keep in mind, maybe you could expand on this, that one thing I appreciate about this whole session is that if we don't tune our guitar, the harmonium, or our instruments, it doesn't sound good. And we see throughout the scriptures, when people don't tune their character, like Hiranyakashipu or Devasa, they don't sound good. They start criticizing, cursing. So my question is that how do we maintain our faith in Krishna consciousness when we read the books, we chant the holy names? We do so many activities to tune our character. Still, I feel out of tune. And how to maintain our faith that this is working.
Well, you know, when you follow the Prabhupada's formula, according to what Prabhupada gives to us, like sadhana, certainly every day you are going to have some realization on the spiritual path. So this is going to be more important than other run things that maybe you can do around during the day, you know. So gradually, your right action is going to be more prominent than the wrong actions. So the nectar gradually is going to become, you know, the Radha Vajana Kriya Nartanibriti, you know, after coming Ruchi and then Prema. So it's this gradual process. So just keep going, and through time things will be manifested. Also, you know, when we speak about japa, japa is different from bhakti, from the nine processes of bhakti. It's like a process of bhakti is like an external action, and japa is the internal action. You know, japa, jamma, pa, pavarga. So this is the roots of japa. Jamma, pavarga means beyond birth and death. You know, jamma means birth, pavarga means the path of entangled material life, to die to death. Yeah? So when we compromise to the spiritual master, we don't say, you know, the four principles and do 24 hours kirtan. No, we say chanting 16 rounds, minimum, because the original formula is 64. So, gradually by following the process of bhakti, it has good connection with japa, you know, and then internally and externally, you're going to be balanced. And then gradually, you know, Krishna will supply you your needs. Never will leave you alone, you know. And then you can see in every step of life. That's why we have mentioned in the beginning about these 81 levels of bhakti nisra, or service, devotional service with polluted still, it's not pure. So that is a gradual process to come to this level of Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti, yeah? It's okay? Yeah. Another question? Mata.
You were describing that you know, going through the impure devotional service, one is you know, going through passion, ignorance, and that knowledge allows one to go through that in an upward kind of way, so that I guess one's coming to the mode of goodness. So I want to ask you, you know, you at the same time you've mentioned that Vrindavan itself is on a kind of prema bhakti space.
Bhava bhakti.
Yes. So, but at the same time, you were also pointing out that it's a city at the present time. So, generally in cities, there's a lot of passion.